The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Morning, Robin.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Just fine.
Good, good, good. All right. I'm having trouble hearing you, baby, so I'm going to turn this part up a little bit, and when you talk, maybe I can hear you. Can you hear the station?
Yeah, so I can hear you really loud.
You can hear me really loud? Okay, which button makes me louder? That one?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
The Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show. February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg. 1,000 exhibitors and manufacturers. More than 200 expert demos and seminars. 400 hunting and fishing outfitters. Tons to see and do with events and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On-Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On-Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, Aaron.
Day by day, I dig snow and
Alright, we're on, huh? Great. Well, we've had some technical difficulties here at the beginning, ladies and gentlemen, and I apologize for that. Aaron did the right thing and played a couple of commercials. We gotta catch up a little bit. But, first off, we have, a caller on the line, and Tom in Earlville. You still with us, Tom? Nope, Tom had to hang up. So, Tom, call us back. I hope you got in the muzzleloader contest, so. All right, let's talk to Dan in Sparrows Point. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How are you and Robin doing? Happy New Year.
I want Thank to you.
For some technical.
Having some very there. Technical, stressful difficulties right now, but other than that, pretty good.
So. Can I get on the buzzer alert? Or?
Yes, sir. Did you talk to Aaron and leave your number?
Yeah, I told Well, I didn't leave my number. He put me on hold. But I guess because he was having problems.
I got it. Okay.
You want me to get the number? Oh, I can't.
No, not over the air. Just when we're done, just hang on. Just don't hang up, and Aaron will pick you up, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You ever hear the song, Hank Jr.'s song, Take a Knee, Take a Hike?
Take a Knee, Take a Hike? No, I did not. That sounds like a great one, though.
Yeah, when you get a chance, Google on the TV or whatever, it'll come up and listen to that song.
Okay, Take a Knee, Take a Hike. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Sounds good. Very good. All right. Well, you're in the contest.
You guys make sure you be careful and have a happy New Year, Robin and you.
All right, man. We will do that.
Also.
Yep. We're not going to do anything risky. We never do. So.
Okay. Well, just be careful.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much.
Right,
happy New Year to you.
Happy
you
New
too.
Year to you. See you, bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. There he goes. Aaron, do we have any callers on the line? Okay. Let me tell the folks about our friends at Backyard Billy's, okay? We endured the cold weather last week. We didn't lose power, but family members did, and it was pretty exciting there for a while. But what we do have is this gas fireplace insert that we got at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We searched all over the place to find the proper place, and we found Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and they've been great. They did the installation. This is an Enviro EX35. They did the installation. They've taken care of us since then with a great service, wonderful product knowledge, the whole deal. I mean, it's just a great experience. And now Enviro makes a pellet stove freestanding and a pellet insert for your firebox. If you've got that fireplace that's useless, consider putting a pellet stove in there, putting a gas insert. Or another company that makes the gas fireplace inserts is Regency. They also make a wood fireplace insert. So I'm heavy on this fireplace insert thing because a lot of people have fireplaces in their home and they just don't use them. The people that were without heat, our relatives that were without heat, Robin. They could have used something like that.
Perfect.
For supplemental heat. But they
Perfect.
Didn't have it. And they have a couple fireplaces.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
So anyway. Well, I know they're elderly, and I don't know if they would be able to handle it, but somebody could have got there and taken care of it. So anyway, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands of pellet and wood stoves, freestanding and inserts. And so, it's going to get colder, and you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Village in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for that cold weather when it hits again. BackyardVillage.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, guess what? Hearth America is the fireplace. So it is.
I know that our starter is electric on up, but I think we have a battery backup on the starter that we can even start it if we lose electric.
Yeah, I think we can. Yep.
So that's what they really needed.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yep. All right, let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hey, Alan. Good morning, and Robin. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
This is my time of year. I don't know if you have ever done it much, but this is the time I like to go out and chase cane pickerel and yellow perch and bass in some of the Eastern Shore tidal ponds.
Sure.
And I don't think I've ever told the story of how I encountered my state record cane pickerel.
Let's hear it.
Well, it was the second, January 2nd, 2015.
Right.
And the year prior to me catching that fish, I had, in probably many, many years, we would catch these fish and release them.
Mm-hmm.
And we would, on certain ones that were over 7 pounds, we would put a little clip on their tails.
Right.
To identify the fish. And most of the fish we catch, a lot of guys would pickerel fish, just tend to fish shorelines and,
yeah,
you know, midfalls and stuff. But we fish literally the middle of these mill ponds.
Right.
You know, Leonard's, Johnson, Schumacher, and, you know, even
yep.
The rivers, the tidal Marshy Hope and whatnot, we
yep.
more or less, we don't fish the
sure.
shorelines, we just fish the middle.
Right.
And the day I had, the biggest one I had caught was 7 pounds, 4 ounces, which would have tied the old state record.
Right.
And I clipped the tail. But it had already been clipped, so I put a little clip on the top of the tail.
Right.
So the following year of 15, we're out in the center of the pond and just fishing. I fished just with a round head jig of an eighth ounce or a quarter ounce and a little twister and a biggest bull minnow at Clyde Sports Shop will actually scream out.
You need the big ones, right? Yeah.
And you just drag them. I just drag them on the bottom while my kids are throwing lures. And
yeah, got it.
And this fish grabbed my bait, and I'm telling you, I use 6 pound braid with 12 pound just regular monofilament leader. You have to use a leader. So they're called toothy critters, and this
they are.
Ran me around the boat literally 3 times.
Wow!
I mean, I'm using light. You know, I got the.
You knew you had something good on there, right?
I knew I had something good, and it went around the boat completely 3 times.
Wow!
And I refuse. You know, you do not want to put any pressure on me.
No, you can't.
You can't, because you do. They'll nick your line if they got it in the mouth. You know, that line is just getting abraded on their teeth as they're, you know, making head shakes and whatnot. But, literally got it to the boat and realizing it was big. I didn't have my scale with me.
Right.
So I said to the kids, I didn't want to kill it either.
Right.
But you have to kill it, to
enter it,
the record. And, we went back to the, truck and got the scale and weighed it. It was 8 pounds even.
Wow, that's a big fish.
Yeah. We left and actually went to Clyde's. They didn't have a certified scale at the time, so I had to take it to Conrad Seafood, and they weighed it on their certified scale and did the paperwork for me. And it was all taken care of. But it was
beautiful.
These are public, open to the public ponds and whatnot, and anybody can fish them. But the interest is just. They have some tournaments and whatnot for them, catch and release, and they're starting to gain some popularity instead of being
hammer handle. That's what we used to call them.
Yep, hammer handle trash fish, basically.
Yes, sir.
And I've never learned how to clean or flay because of the bones in them. I've had pickled.
First cut behind the head, back to the top of the dorsal fin. Take the top fillet off the middle of the back. Second cut behind the dorsal fin back to the tail. Take the top of the back off the fillet. That exposes the Y bones that extend out from the spine. You go under the Y bones, slice down both sides, and take your normal fillets off. You just don't start in the middle of the back to take your fillet off. You've already taken the two slabs off the top of the back.
Is this similar to like you would cut a flounder or something?
Nope. Straight down behind the head to the spine. Turn your knife, run your knife along the spine to the beginning of the dorsal fin. Come straight up. Now you've got a boneless slab on the top from the top of the back. Next cut behind the dorsal fin to the spine. Turn your knife, go back to the beginning of the tail. Turn your knife straight up and cut that top of the back off. You got two fillets off the back.
Yeah.
Then you find the Y bones that come out from the sides of the spine. You go under those Y bones and continue to cut your side fillets off down to the belly, both sides.
Well, Alan, is it a tasty?
It's a wonderful fish. Yeah, we ate northern pike and so forth in Canada once we learned to fillet them. So, hey Lee, happy New Year, buddy. We got to move on. We got callers waiting behind you on the line. Lots to do today. Okay.
All right, have a good year.
You do the same. Bill, and what'd you say, Robin?
I told him to have a super New Year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's talk to Bill in Westminster. I hope you're still there, Billy. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy, I'm in my tree stand.
All right.
Howard County.
Yep.
Raining.
Yep.
Fog.
Yep.
Great day to be out here.
Yeah, good. I'm glad to hear it. Good luck to you.
Hey, I just want to say Happy New Year to you and Robin. I really enjoy your show. I wish I could call in more.
Well, you're hunting all the time.
I'll give you a little tip what I do when I'm out here in the rain.
Okay.
I bought a gunbrella.
Gunbrella. Yeah, I know what that is.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you, it keeps me in the woods. The guys at work laugh at me, but guess what? They're home, I'm out hunting.
Yep. That's the little one that screws into the tree, right?
Yeah, that's right. And the only thing I'd be careful of is when it rains, it can go down the back of the gunbrella.
Yeah.
Back of your neck.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I learned the hard way.
Turn your hat around. Put the bill on the back of your hat.
Hey, there you go. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Bill. Good luck, buddy.
Happy New Year.
Pete in Jessup. Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Oh, yes. Is this me?
This is you. I think it's you. Are you Pete?
No, it's Skeet.
Skeet.
Yeah, okay. It's Keith. Keith
now it's you.
Yeah, it's Keith and Jessup.
Got it, buddy.
So, first of all, happy holidays to you, Alan and Robin.
Thank you.
And,
yeah.
So, where I live at is, I have, my landlord happens to be from Cambodia.
Right.
And he is an avid fisherman. And he fishes like every weekend.
Got it.
And they bring snakeheads in. And so now we have a massive problem of raccoons in our garbage, right?
Right.
And
because of all
so
the fish remains, right?
I assume.
Okay.
I don't know, but I assume. Now we have raccoons in our garbage, and I had a raccoon in my kitchen about a week ago.
Right.
And he trying to get into my garbage, and it frightened me. And so then I try to call animal control.
Right.
To look at the situation with Howard County.
Right. And what'd they tell you?
They said that it's obvious that the odor coming from it is obviously attracting them.
Sure.
So,
sure. Did they have a solution?
No.
Okay.
Their solution was to take them down, but their solution was to like you know what? You need to change the environment, right?
That's part of it.
So that's where I'm at. I'm trying to change
now,
the environment.
Wait, is this a community garbage can thing? How many cans are we talking about? How many sites are we talking about?
We got six. You know, you got those big cans?
Yeah.
We got like six, seven cans.
Okay. Yeah, you got a difficult situation. Does the county pick up your trash, or does this?
No, the county picks it up.
County picks it up, and they have did they issue the can, like we have here in Easton, where the town provides.
Yeah,
the can?
They issue.
Yeah,
the
can. I got
they
it.
Do.
Okay, so there's no way you can modify the can to, you know, put a lock on it or keep the raccoons out.
No, but I was frightened when I saw a raccoon sitting in my kitchen floor.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. Well, in the best case scenario there, open the door and let it run out. So
yeah,
I mean,
that's what happened.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Sure. I don't have a solution for you unless, you know, the landlord decides to come up with something, or animal control, you know, they're not going to help you unless you've got an animal in your house or something like that. You can call one of these commercial trappers, wildlife control people. They'll come in and trap them and remove them, but they'll just come back because
I was worried about, you know, rabies, right?
And you should, yeah, of course you should. Yep, no question.
And here in Jessup, and it's crazy because it's only Jessup, right? Next
right.
to Columbia, and but yet we have a large environment of wildlife around.
I know. Ton of deer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish I had a better solution for you there, buddy, but unfortunately, we have to move on right now. So, Pete,
okay.
I appreciate the call. Happy New Year to you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy.
Have
Bye-bye.
A super day.
Super day. Scott in Annapolis. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. I got two stories for you. One's a CVA story. When my son turned 18, he went out to Chantilly to the gun show with
yep.
some buddies, and he calls me up and he goes, "Hey, Dad, I found this CVA 54 caliber. Can I buy it?" And I was like, "You're 18. You can buy whatever you want."
Right.
And so he brings it home, and he's got the powder and the horn and all that. And I'm
right.
like, "Where are the bullets?" And he goes, "I didn't buy any bullets." And I said, "Well, what did you buy the gun for?" He goes, "The flash and the smoke."
Oh, brother. Okay.
So
I got it.
You must be target shooter.
Sure, sure.
But
sure.
then, but he's a real good target shooter. Real
I'm
good.
Glad you
but, so fishing, I live on a boat here in Annapolis, and
okay.
I catch blues and channel cat sometimes.
Yeah.
And what I do is I run a 100-pound test line over the rail with a hook on it with a little bit of cheddar cheese. Wrap a spoon around the line over the deck and go to sleep. And when the spoon hits the deck, wakes me up, run up, catch fish.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hey,
nothing
man,
wrong with that as long as it works.
It brought a lot of catfish in this year.
No question. That cheddar cheese, people overlook cheese for a bait, but it's a good bait.
Well, you know, those fish, they're smart. And they prefer cheddar cheese, and it gives them about 50% chance they can get off the line.
Yep.
So I'll give them a little fighting chance.
Sure.
That's all, pretty much.
Got it. Well, I appreciate the call, man. Happy New Year to you. Thanks for calling in. And the tip on the catfish.
It must be nice to live on a boat in Annapolis.
You hear what Robin said?
What'd she say?
Living on a boat in Annapolis must be nice.
Oh, yeah, love it. Love it. Lifelong dream.
Good for you, buddy. Good for you. Well, Happy New Year to you.
Have a super day.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Ronald in Baltimore. Good morning, Ronald. How are you? Then we're going to take a little pause on the callers for a second. Good morning, Robin. Ronald, how are you, bud?
Good morning, Alan and Miss Robin. I just wanted to call and say Happy New Year to y'all, and I still enjoy the show there. Learning a lot and everything there.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that,
good
buddy.
Good tips and everything there. Yeah. Right there.
Good. So, all right. Well, are you ready for the new year?
Just about, Alan. Yeah, I'm going to get ready for it and everything there. And I'm sorry about it. I just heard about the Pope there. And
yeah. That was
Papa Walter there. You know,
yeah, that was not the current Pope. That was the previous Pope Benedict. So,
right.
You know, so.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
So, Robin?
Yeah, I still enjoyed listening to the show there, you know. Learning a lot from it there.
Did you want to say something, Ronald?
I'm so glad, Ronald. And you have a absolutely super New Year. I hope it is
well, you
very
and Miss Robin
is,
as well. Yeah. Thank you, Miss Robin. And Mr. Allen, y'all take care.
All right, Ronald. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it. Happy New Year. See ya.
See ya.
Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done, and a lot of them. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. Doesn't matter if it's a big old giant jacked up pickup truck or a little tiny mini car, they've got them all. Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors to lawnmowers and wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on too. They can take care of that. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. That's Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton. No appointment needed for tires, 410-822-7384. The website, spurrierstire.com, or 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. Hey, the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction, Sunday, January 1st. That would be tomorrow, 2023, starting at 11 a.m. at Russum Furniture Auction, 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person or bid online. You can view our online catalog at You can view their online catalog at Russum's Furniture, highbid.com. Russum's Furniture. .highbid.com and follow their Facebook page for updates. For over 50 modern firearms, 20 antique firearms, ammo, many decoys, artwork, and all manner of related items will be on the auction block. HighBid, HIBID.com and liveauctioneers.com can help you bid online. Now, don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auction on the Eastern Shore, with over 850 lots being sold in one day. Located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. Call 410-928-3415. That's 410-928-3415 for the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction. Happy New Year, and we'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, green estate in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier, fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
He went off to Congress.
All right, let's talk to Jeff in Sherwood. Good morning, Jeff. How are you this morning, buddy?
How you doing, Alan and Mr. Robin?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing good.
Great.
Robin is occupied with the contest right now. She's getting everything straightened out, getting all the names. We had a lot of entries this time, so it's taken a minute for her to get all that together. So.
Very good. And for the new year, I got a challenge to all the listeners. Take a kid fishing.
I like that.
I like it. Well, it's time to get Jameson fishing, isn't it, Robin?
Yes, it is.
Yep.
He's ready.
Yeah, he's ready to go. He's three. Just turned three in November. He's ready to go. So Pop-Pop might be investing in a fishing rod and reel for my grandson. See what happens. And maybe Brindley, too. She's a little ahead of her time for two, so we're good.
She's a sassy pants.
It's an easy and fun thing to do.
Yep.
And once the kids get it, they're hooked for life.
That's true.
Okay, y'all have a good one. Love the show.
All right, Jeff, thanks for the call, buddy. Happy New Year.
Okay.
All right, man. See you later. Bye-bye. There goes Bob in Baldwin. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
How's everything in Baldwin?
Good. Just change of weather, get you sick.
Yeah, well, it's Maryland. Just if you don't like the weather, wait like 15 minutes.
That's it. I just want to call and wish you guys Happy New Year and hope it's a great one.
All right.
Thank you so much. You also, okay?
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
You have a good one. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right, so.
This is going to take me a minute, okay?
It's going to take you a minute? All right. Well, we'll know.
How are we doing time-wise?
We're okay time-wise. You just let us know when you're ready to go. Okay?
Yep.
Paul in Severna Park. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Allen. Wonderful show you have. I love it.
it's crazy this morning. It's nuts.
Hell yeah, it's a little unusual, but that makes it more interesting.
Look,
man that called in with a raccoon in trash cans.
Yes.
Look, there's a product called Repels All by Bonide. It repels raccoons, deer, squirrels. It comes in a spray bottle. If he sprays those cans, it lasts for 2 months, supposedly. I only trust a month. Sprays those cans, it's a good chance it will keep them away.
It's really not
garlic in it. What you spray it in your garden to keep the deers away and whatnot. It's a very cheap product. It's in any home garden store, and he can try it.
Repel All.
Repels.
Oh, repels. Okay.
Yeah.
I heard the garden guy talk about that Bonide one time.
Bonide?
Mm-hmm.
I got
Bonide.
It. Bonide.
The manufacturer of it, yes. They
right.
do a lot of products.
Yes, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Very good. Repel. Okay, we'll keep our eye on that. We are very blessed here. We have a fence. Not that there's not wildlife around us. There was a skunk somewhere the other night, probably in the alley, but all the yards here are all fenced on the alley, so we get very little wildlife. Now, we get rabbits who'll come in. They'll find a hole in the fence and squeeze through. We got tons of squirrels, but so far, no raccoons, no possums, no skunks in our yard that we know of. So, we're very blessed that way. And, of course, there's no deer here in town, unfortunately. But, I mean, on the outskirts, but not here. So, we have the town garbage cans and so forth. But I like to bag everything. I don't put anything out there that's going to just, not be in a bag. But even, like, with fish or crabs or something like that that has that you know, that attractive odor to critters, you know, that's not going to stop them. But we are blessed here that we have not had that issue. So.
That's very good. That's
yes,
very
sir. Lucky. I appreciate that. Thank you for the tip, and Happy New Year to you.
Well, same to you all.
Thank you, buddy. Have
bye-bye.
A good one, Paul. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Robin?
Not yet. Just
no, you have to add a name.
I know. Well, I'm still adding names, so hold on.
I know.
I'm trying to do this right.
Put Patrick H. down.
Okay, hold on. Please don't tell me right this second.
Okay. All right. We're crunching them in here at the last minute, and I think, Patrick, that'll be you'll be the last entry, buddy. Thanks for the call, or thanks for the email, and we appreciate that. So, Pete in Catonsville. Morning, Pete. How are you, buddy? Hello, Pete.
If you'd like to make a call.
I guess Pete's not in Catonsville anymore.
What was that last time you said?
Patrick H. I got his phone number. All right. Well, nobody's on the line now, right, Aaron? No, they. All right. Well, if he hung up and would like to call back, we'd be more than glad to talk to him. Anybody that's called and got cut off because of a commercial or something like that, we'd like to hear back from you for sure. Okay. Hey, let me tell you about the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction. That's tomorrow, Sunday, January 1st, first day of the new year, starting at 11 a.m. at Russum Furniture Auction, 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person right there at the shop, or you can bid online at the auction house. You can view the online catalog at Russum's, R-U-S-S-U-M-S, furniture dot H-I-B-I-D, highbid.com, and follow their Facebook page for updates. Over 50 modern firearms, 20 antique firearms, ammo, many decoys, artwork, and all manner of related items will be on the auction block. Highbid.com and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore, with over 850 lots being sold in one day. Located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. 410-928-3415. 410-928-3415 for the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Russum's Furniture. Happy New Year. All right, let's see. What else do we want to do here? Want to tell you one more time. Oh, like I said, I was at Clyde's Sports Shop yesterday. Mr. Clyde's doing well. We shared some stories of back in the day, and we talked about some stuff. Now, the Browning Firearms, you know, Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. And waterfowl season coming up. Let's talk about the autoloader called a Maxus, M-A-X-U-S. It's an autoloader shotgun, waterfowl hunting perfection, 3 and 3.5 inch chambers. Throw this thing up to your shoulder, and you will be amazed at how smooth this gun mounts. So if you're in a blind, if you're in a pit, and you need that little bit of advantage, the Maxus will give it to you. New power drive gas system reduces recoil. Comes in full Mossy Oak camo for sure. Now, the extended goose season, and also out in western Maryland, you know, you've got the resident goose out there, the five bird zone, the Gold Light 10-gauge, a proven standard for auto-loading performance. Gas-operated auto-loader, 3.5-inch chamber, composite with Mossy Oak camo, 3 standard Invector choke tubes, comes with the Gold Light 10-gauge. You will, you'll be surprised how well this gun shoots, and you will enjoy it as well, especially if you need just that little extra reach for those snow geese. Well, I saw a big pile of snow geese in Centerville yesterday. It's pretty nice to watch that. Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. ClydesFishingGear.com is the website, and the firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting for Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be glad you did. And one more time, Backyard Billies, let's talk about pellet stoves. If you're interested in one, well, Enviro.com, that's the company. Enviro, that's the people that made our gas fireplace insert here. They've got freestanding pellet stoves and pellet inserts, If it's wood you're interested in, a wood-burning fire, to supplement the heat in your house, go see the offerings by Regency, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Regency has freestanding fireplaces, wood stoves, and also the inserts as well. That's a company called Regency. All that at Backyard Billy's. They'll do the installation. They'll take care of the service work for you. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. Get some of that cold weather out of your house, that's for sure, when you install a new gas, pellet, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billies. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Ready when you are.
We're ready.
Well, I mean, other than, I want to listen to this song about the several times in my life when I was single.
Okay, we're ready.
All right, Aaron, we're ready. Here we go.
Okay. We have got a winder. Winner.
A winder? There's a winder right over there by the door.
Right.
There's another winder over here on the other side of the house.
It has been one of those days.
If it could be any crazier.
I mean, we've had dead air. We've had everything.
How many do we have altogether? 70-some, I think?
70-some dead air?
No, 70-some entries.
No, 52.
52. Oh, that's not bad. Okay. What you got, Robin?
The winner is Randall Arneson. And
I'm
correct. He's from Easton. So
Randall what?
Arneson.
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 No. Arneson.
Arneson.
Since S-E-N.
Arneson. Okay. Good. We'll give him a call. And if he's listening, give us a call.
Yeah. I think he's right here in Easton, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Well, congratulations. What was his first name? Randall.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't hear you. So
nobody can hear me today.
I know. Well, congratulations.
We're going to get my mic straight.
Yeah, we will. We definitely will. So, all right. We've got some callers on the line we need to talk to. Let's talk to Captain Don. Morning to Captain Don. Yeah. You still with us, buddy?
Still with you, and good morning, Robin. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you, Robin. I can hear you.
Thank you. It has been a heck of a morning, Don.
You can hear, but I can't hear sitting across the room from her. So.
Oh, there you go. It kind of sounds like one of the TV stations when the news guy's talking, but the one that's really talking is in the background. You kind of hear him through the guy's mic. You know,
I've heard that. Yep, I've heard that.
Yeah. So. I just want to wish you and Robin and all the listeners, a happy and healthy new year. And may the next year be the best year ever for everyone.
Let's hope so, man. I'll tell you, these last three have been just a mess. 2021-22, whew, you can have them. They're in a rearview mirror, buddy. We got to look forward to 23 and making it a great year.
Absolutely, absolutely. And by the way, some of my neighbors have some critters that they caught back in their yards.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell them where I can take them on the Eastern Shore, because I just heard that someone over in Easton has a yard that needs to be populated.
And if one shows up, I'm coming to your house.
Okay. Y'all take care.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Easy,
Happy
Don.
New Year, Don. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Phil in Howard County. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, Doctor. How are you?
Hey, Phil. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. I hear you got some critters in the background. I hope they're not in your garbage.
No, that's my, I'm at a farm getting ready to do a little goose hunting, and that's Owie's new dog out there to greet me.
I got it. Well, you've got
one than the last one yet.
Gotcha. Are you hearing them talk already?
No, we're socked in pretty thick with fog here. So.
Yeah, I got you. So, gotcha, buddy. So, well, good luck out there. Are you in the 5 zone or the 1 zone?
The 1 zone.
Got it.
Yep.
Got it. Well, you know, you can always, you know, intentionally miss the first one so you can stay in the blind a little longer. You know.
I did that 6 times last time I was out.
Did you? That's pretty good. I was duck hunting in Cecil County one time up on the Susquehanna Flats and you know, duck comes in, and I don't know, 4 or 5 of us in the blind, and I was pretty sure I'd hit the duck, and, you know, I said, hey, man, I got that one. And the guy bumped me, gave me the elbow a little later. He goes, we really don't talk about who killed what duck. I said, because what will happen is none of us will shoot at the next one, and when you miss, you will pay the price. I'm like, okay. We won't talk about who shot the duck anymore. We just, yeah.
The other side of that coin is when all four of you all unload on the same bird, and it either falls like it's got 3 ounces of lead in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Flies away anyway.
Yeah, exactly. One way or the other, yeah. Yes, Robin, did you have something to say?
No.
Not
a thing.
Do you remember Ed Zern, the guy that had the back page? I believe it was Outdoor Life.
Yeah.
Okay. Ed Zern told a story. He was with a bunch of outdoor writers at Remington Farms, Maryland-related story. He said they were hosting the outdoor writers to talk about Remington Farms at the time, and he said they're all sitting in a goose pit or a duck blind or so. Anyway, there were like 12 of them in there. And here comes one of these writers in street shoes, street clothes, got a shotgun, jacket on, runs down, bumps everybody over in the blind, sits right on the end of the blind. They get a single come by. Guy, everybody shoots. Guy pulls up and yells, I got him, runs out, grabs a goose, and heads on back to the house.
I think I may have hunted with that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. All right, buddy. Happy New Year to you, Phil.
Happy New Year to you, too. God bless.
All right, buddy. Take care. Carl in Elkton. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
All right, Mr. Ellis. How about yourself?
Doing well, buddy. What's going on?
Decided to take a trot out in the woods this morning. Got to go home for the evening. The missus got plans for me to do some lifting and stuff at home, and then maybe a little
date night. I don't know yet. She ain't
Never know. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Figure I'd go give some tree rats some hell this morning.
Some tree rats, huh? Yep, my grandmother used to make them. My grandfather was a squirrel hunter, man. He loved it. That was his passion. He wasn't about deer or rabbits or anything else. He was a squirrel hunter. And I'll tell you, Grandma would make up some squirrel pot pie.
Yeah, good stuff. I haven't had any squirrel dishes here lately, so in the freezer from last year. I'm hoping to add two more to try and make a pot of stew or something along that line.
Yep, squirrel stew is good. Squirrel pot pie is good. You know, I love squirrel. I hate cleaning them, but I like eating them. So I love hunting them.
I trick to cleaning them, so.
You do?
Yeah, I just cut them above the tail, rip them down, and then I bought a, it's actually for a PVC, as a pipe cutter.
Uh-huh.
Cut the paws and head off with that, and it makes it real quick and simple.
I like it. Yeah. So you cut them behind the tail, like across the tops of the back legs, and just peel them down with the tail. Is that what, the way you work it?
Yep, that's the way Dad taught me, and that's the way I've been doing it. I just improvise by finding something instead of
something to cut the
jamming my knife on the cutting board and having to sharpen it 10 times afterwards.
I use a pair of game scissors.
I never thought about that, I'll be honest.
Yeah, game scissors. I use a pair of game scissors. I use those on rabbits and birds and everything else, so they work pretty good. But I like the pipe cutter deal, too. Pretty nice, so.
Yeah, I mean, it was just laying around and had nothing and no use in my tool bags. So I said, you know what? It's going in the hunting cleaning kit.
I got it. Makes sense. Sounds like a plan. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Happy New Year to you. Tell everybody in the family we said hi.
I will do. You guys have a safe and happy one yourself. And hopefully it's beneficial and plentiful this year in the fish market and come next fall.
There you go. All right, buddy. Have a happy New Year. Thanks, Carl.
Yep. Happy New Year. Happy trails, too.
Happy trails. Bye-bye. All right. Robin?
I'm just listening.
I know. But we're almost out of time.
I know.
Who is on hold? Barb? Okay. Barb, good morning.
Good morning, Barb.
Good morning. Well, I haven't spoken to you in a long time, but you've given me an idea about something. You said that somebody from the city ran in, jumped in the hole with the gun. Everybody shot. They jumped out. That could be me.
Yeah, I mean, just claim it, babe. You know, just claim it. Just claim it.
Rub back in.
Yeah,
I love listening to your show when I get up early, because it reminds me of my grandmother. Yes, we did have squirrel pot pie. I am the person who is always looking for some meat.
Yep.
Someone's got yes because, it's just good, and I've learned how to cook it so well. But I wanted to wish you a happy new year and so much more success in the coming year. And hopefully things are going to be better in 2023 when that new Congress gets in there. And
amen.
See how much tail they're going to whip or whether or not they're going to get their tails whipped.
We'll see what happens, Barb. You never know.
Yes.
Doesn't affect our lives other than cost us more money. So let's just roll with it, live our lives. Love our lives, love our families, and keep on going. Robin?
Thank you,
Barb.
Bye. Everybody, get out, stay safe. Have a happy new year. May this